Today's podcast is brought to you by Dell Expert Network. Dell's professional services portfolio is evolving and expanding with the Dell Expert Network partnership in mind. These services include everything from the heavy lifting of a physical deployment to 24/7 security operation centers and even consulting and education services. Join the Dell Expert Network and leverage Dell's professional services portfolio to grow your business, expand your offerings, and spend your time where it's most valuable. To learn more, reach out to the services specialist today at sb.managed.services@dell.com.
Entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
Hey, folks. Got a topic. I really don't relish talking about this, to be honest. Talked about it a little bit before, and we've talked about it when we were kind of predicting the trend. We talked about it when we were up actively observing the trend as it was playing out in the industry, and now we're taking objective evidence of the trend and its impact in the marketplace. And I'm talking about, I have playfully titled this episode When Cybersecurity Consultants Attack, but I'm only half joking about that. You may recall a few, I don't know, maybe some months ago, I started talking about this, and we said, look, we're observing a trend, right? At MSP Alliance, one of the things that we are fortunate to have is we are early warning indicators. We pick up trends very early on, often before anybody else is seeing it. And sometimes we don't even understand what it is that we're observing. We just see bits and pieces from around the globe, you know, mostly from MSPs who feed us information, and you get it from this MSP over here, and then in a completely different sector, another MSP says something somewhat related, and then you tie it together and you say, wow, are these correlated? Are they talking about the same phenomenon, the same trend, the same market driver? And that's what we do. I mean, that's a large part of what we do. And it's tough because, again, you're seeing things that are in many cases new. They're novel. They have never been identified before. They're not written about, you know, in any of the tech trade magazines. And we started identifying emerging trends within the cybersecurity consulting arena, right? This cottage industry of largely CMMC-driven consultancy firms. Now, I say largely CMMC here in the States because elsewhere in the world, they're not using CMMC. So I don't want to be harping on CMMC today. But it does happen elsewhere where CMMC is not a dominant or even a recognized standard. I'm talking like mostly in Europe and elsewhere where it might be, let's say, ISO 27001 as the security framework that is being used. But the same concept remains. It doesn't matter what the framework is. These are cybersecurity consultants who are having an impact that is not always a beneficial one. Now, I can already hear the shrieks and the, oh my gosh, we do cybersecurity consulting in our MSP practice. Is he talking about us? No. Don't get worried. I'm not talking about you guys. And this is a good time for me to explain exactly who I am talking about. I am talking about cybersecurity consultancy people, if they're a sole practitioner or if they are within a small, typically they're within a small boutique firm, like typically like less than 10 people, you know, sometimes between 5 and 10 people strong. They don't deliver managed services. I've seen a few who do, but generally they don't. So they're almost always doing something along these lines. They're probably doing a little bit of a pen testing, penetration testing. They might be doing vulnerability scanning. They might, a lot of them are starting to bleed into managed services by doing, let's say, outsourced SOC work. Or if they don't actually have that, they'll typically do something where they're selling or reselling a managed detection response, an XDR type of solution, along with their other consultancy, cyber consultancy offerings. But they're not legacy MSPs. They're something entirely different. And I'm going to get into what I believe the remediation or the solution to this problem is. And I do believe it's a problem because, well, I know it to be a problem because I'm hearing from MSPs now who are saying, Charles, this is a problem. We're coming up against these consultancies out there in the field and they're causing pain. They're not solving things. They're creating problems that did not exist before. Okay. I'm going to get to what those are so we understand exactly what we're dealing with, but then I'm going to get to what I believe are three primary solutions and or practices that would help any MSP deal with a cybersecurity consultancy who may be having an adverse impact on your MSP practice, but more importantly, on your managed services customers. First, all right, what's the issue? What's the problem here? Here's the problem. A cybersecurity consultancy who is not first and foremost a managed service provider can come into a customer environment and begin to scare the crap out of a customer. And you don't have to work very hard at it. I mean, there's plenty of stuff to scare anybody today from a cybersecurity standpoint. And that's probably what they're doing, right? They're feeding off of the frenzy and the fear of cyber attacks, cyber crime, ransomware, malware, loss of privacy, data theft, all those variants. Everybody is aware of it. In the business community, outside of the business community, everybody knows. And so they're capitalizing on this this panic, and they are creating a business model to respond to the panic. And part of that business model is to acknowledge and, dare I say, throw a bit of gasoline or petrol onto the fire and stoke it. And make people really believe that, yeah, there's a legitimate fear out there. And yes, we are going to help you solve it. And all that may be well and good, and they may be well-intending. In fact, I'm going to assume that the vast majority of these cyber consultancies are well-intending. Now, if you're a cyber consultancy out there and you're listening to this and you're starting to get a little, your feelings hurt, I apologize in advance, but you need to hear this and maybe you'll learn something about how you can and should interact with these customers and their MSPs to cause no harm, right? If there's a Hippocratic Oath version for the MSP community, it definitely would include a first do no harm kind of clause. So these consultancies are feeding off of the fear, and then they go in and they will identify cyber-specific problems that are solved by cyber-specific solutions. Remember, these are not IT people. These are not business people. They're cyber consultants that are fairly one-dimensional in terms of what their specialty, if any, are. And I've come across a lot of these. And I don't mean, there's some really good cyber consultancy firms out there, right? Now, I'm not talking about like the crowd strikes and you know, and that kind of, you know, kind of forensic consultancy firm that do really good work. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about, you know, largely smaller firms, boutique firms that are very new, never heard of them before. And a lot of them have started up in the last 2 or 3 years. And I don't honestly know what experience they have. Maybe they do have experience. I don't know. But they certainly appear, the majority of the ones I'm spotting now, they're new. Like a couple of years old, new. And their portfolio, their color palette, if you will, of things that they can deliver are very narrow and focused almost exclusively on cyber solutions. Have you done a pen test? No. Have you done a vulnerability scan? Are you doing them on an ongoing basis? Have you gone through the list of CMMC controls? And that's a large part of what their message is. Now, I am not saying that those three things that I just identified are bad. Far from it. But I'm also not ignorant enough to understand that all the MSPs that I know, yeah, that's an overstatement, most of the MSPs that I know and come in contact with are very familiar with those concepts as well, even CMMC. They know about vulnerability scanning. They know about penetration testing. Most of them, by the way, know a lot about it, but still don't do that work themselves if they're also the MSP, because that would be a conflict, right? More on that in a moment. But back to the cyber consultant. The cyber consultant has that very narrow approach to a customer fed by the fear of cyber attack and cyber loss. And they prescribe a very narrow set of solutions to remediate those. But here's where it can cross the line. When the cyber consultant starts to say things to the customer, such as, we think you ought to change your management, your antivirus, from this to this. And we think that you ought to change your endpoint device or software. Maybe your change your firewall manufacturer from this manufacturer to this manufacturer. You are opening up a lot of problems. Now, you may be saying, Charles, are you actually saying that cyber consultants are starting to interfere in the work of MSPs and their customers? You're damn right I am. And I have multiple firsthand accounts from MSPs who are saying this. And I've got emails. I've got emails from MSPs showing me the extent of the interference of these cyber consultants in advocating things that are well beyond cyber and go and cross into the purview of the MSP who is actively managing that customer. And that's the problem. That's the negative outcome. That's the objective data that we are now collecting and seeing out there in the market. These consultants are recommending changes to the customer, sometimes within earshot of the MSP, sometimes not. But eventually the MSP is getting it, right? Because the MSP is getting it one way or the other from the customer who's saying, we have this cyber consultant and he said that we ought to change our firewall. Do you think we should change our firewall? Well, probably not. I don't know. You know, why? You see where we're going? The customer doesn't know any better. The customer doesn't know firewall vendor A versus B. They don't understand that as well as the MSP does. They don't understand how to manage it, certainly, as well as the MSP does. And as many of you know, the choice of vendors, firewall and any other vendor relationship that the MSPs have, the recommendations the MSPs make are in large part based off of their own familiarity with a particular vendor or brand. And so they will recommend it largely because they believe that it works and it's effective for the types of customers that they manage. But it's also because of the familiarity of the MSP technical community, right? The employees in the MSP who understand that particular technology and use it. And so when you have a cyber consultant who comes in and says, I think you got to change vendor X to vendor Y, and they don't consult with the MSP, you have problems. Now, if you cybersecurity consultants are saying, I'm standing by my recommendations, well, then think about this. You're throwing a hand grenade into the business process of these organizations when you neglect to consult with, work with, and collaborate with the MSPs that are actively in there. And when you have an adversarial relationship with an embedded MSP, you are creating harm for your customer that you claim to be helping. Now, that's the setup, right? That's what we're dealing with. We know it's happening. You may be saying, oh my gosh, this is, I didn't think this was happening to anybody else. Well, if you're experiencing this, you're not alone. It's happening a lot more than any of you probably realize. And I don't see anybody writing about it. I don't see this in CRN. I don't see it in TechTarget. I don't see it in all the other places. And I'm not knocking those places. I'm just saying I don't see this and I don't hear about it. But here are the three, I've kind of narrowed it down to three general areas of focus and remediation that I believe will be very effective at cauterizing or mitigating the potential harm that any consultant, but particularly those in security and cyber, might have on your MSP practice and, most importantly, your managed services customers. Number one, knowing that there are many different types of MSP relationships that take place, I'm going to relegate my next comment to the MSPs at the mid-market and definitely below. All right, this is not at the enterprise level, because they don't typically have single managed service provider relationships, meaning that they outsource typically to a multitude of different MSPs at the enterprise level and to some upper mid-market levels as well. If you have a primary care MSP, and I'm talking to you, the customer, but I'm also talking to you, the MSP, if you are the dominant MSP in that relationship, and I'm not talking about if there's an MSP in there that is, you know, doing hosting for some infrastructure equipment, you know, if you're a colo, right, you're not the primary care there. I'm talking about if you're an MSP who's largely in charge of a great amount of the IT within any particular end user organization, you are the primary care MSP. You are responsible, or you ought to be responsible, for what goes on there. Meaning that you need to be aware of people who are seeking and obtaining administrator level access. People who are trying to go in there and make changes in the environment that you're responsible for. I say this only as a matter, not only as a matter of best practices, I say this as a matter of just straight legal liability. You've most likely signed an agreement with that customer, and to have somebody else in there changing things, sticking their dirty thumbs in the soup that you're trying to make for your customer, that's going to have an adverse impact. And you need to be aware of it, and you need to be aware of it so that you can prevent it from happening. And I kind of borrow from the healthcare industry that, you know, being a primary care MSP or primary MSP, meaning that you are responsible for directing the IT execution of the company's strategy, you have some responsibility there. And that includes dealing with these third-party consultants who are trying to get in there and make recommendations. And if you say, well, that's me, I'm a primary MSP, then you really need to have conversations with your customers so that they understand that that's your role. They need to understand, the customer, that you are responsible for many things going on in that end user organization, and that the introduction of a consultant must be cleared and must be done with your permission, because they can't start implementing change without the explicit knowledge and approval of the MSP. Because if they're going to start making some of these changes, like, I don't know, swapping out antivirus vendors, your MSP is going to need to know what the heck is going on. Which brings me to the second solution, the second area of focus, which is identifying the scope of these cyber consultants. Now, a lot of these cyber consultants are bleeding their services into the area of what I'll call compliance. And I think you got to be really careful about this. Going back many years, right, you had MSPs who were presented by customers with BA agreements, business associate agreements, right, for the U.S. healthcare industry, right, under HIPAA. And MSPs were responsible for participating in the ongoing healthcare compliance of the customers in the healthcare industry. And there are many other examples. It happened in the banking sector. It happened in the legal and the accounting sector. It happened in municipal, state, local governments. There are many different industries that have specific regulation, and the customers pass on the requirements, if you will, of being compliant in that industry vertical to their MSP. So MSPs are very familiar with compliance. Very, very familiar. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. These cyber consultants, though, they're coming in, they're saying, well, we're really compliance experts, right? And I don't know what the hell CMMC has to do with compliance. It's not a compliance anything. It's a standard. It's a framework. That's it. It's not an MSP framework. We've talked about this before. It's not a financial services framework. It's not an accounting or a healthcare framework. It's a general security framework that happens to be developed by the U.S. Department of Defense. And it's a good standard. Don't get me wrong. But it's not a cure-all. It's not a panacea for all problems cyber. It isn't. I'm sorry. And if you are invested in that community, that may be tough for you to hear, but it's true. The MSPs need to work with their customers. If the customers want to bring on a cyber consultant, you need to work with that customer on identifying the scope of what that consultant is going to do. And this is true for any consultant, not just cyber, any consultant that wants to come in there and start to make changes in the IT environment. The MSP needs to know. The primary care MSP needs to know, I should say. And is this a new phenomenon? Absolutely not. We have seen this for 20 years. I've seen this in the MSP sector, where you had consultants who came in, and typically it started off, especially in the early days, in vertical applications, right? Someone who comes in with they're maybe troubleshooting a business line of application that the customer uses, and they need specific access to the server. And then the customer gives that access if they had that permission. And then they start making changes, and then things start going haywire. They change some settings, and then boom, you know, red flares and trouble tickets are getting shot off in the middle of the night, and the MSP is saying, what the heck's going on? And they spend hours and days sometimes, and then finally the customer says, oh yeah, we gave that consultant admin access last weekend to do some work on our ERP system. Hey, well, thanks for letting me know. You get where I'm going. It's happened for a long time. It probably will always happen, I hate to say, but it doesn't mean we can't try to stop it. So have these conversations with your customers. Talk about it. This is assuming they're talking to you about bringing on cyber consultants. You need to define the scope of that cyber consultant, and they, the customer, need to know what you, the MSP, need to be done in what sequence. I'm talking really about order, and I'm talking about requests, right? Does the consultant need any particular access to do their work? What type of work are they doing? Are they going to need, let's say, admin access to the domain or the server? If so, we need to know, because we would like to run that as a third-party vendor and audit it, record it, pre-approve changes to make sure nothing is, you know, that we are responsible for gets messed up. Very legitimate things, folks. Very legitimate things and reasonable things. But have that conversation with your customer. And that's leading up to the final bullet point, which is coordinating with the MSP. You cyber consultants cannot operate in a vacuum. And, I'm going to say this, and some of you are going to get pissed, but I'm sorry, I got to say it. I know a lot of you cyber consultants are messaging to customers, to prospective customers, particularly those that have MSPs. And part of that fear that you're trying to pour onto that fire is in the form of, can you really trust your MSP? Is your MSP really doing what they should be doing? Hire us and we'll tell you if they are. It's not going to play to your advantage by doing that for much longer. So I'd recommend you stop that messaging. If you want to do a good job, if you want to help a customer, and the customer has an MSP, work with the MSP. And if you find that the MSP is not doing what they're supposed to be doing, then you tell them what they're not doing and why. But if the MSP says, yeah, we already know this, the customer doesn't want to do it, the customer has said that they refuse to do this, and you're not helping by coming in and telling us that we're not doing our job because this customer refuses to do whatever it is. Implement MFA. Standardize on a regular backup of their critical data. I don't know. Pick your issue. You need to coordinate with the MSP in order for you to be effective at what you do. Because typically, most often, especially the cases that I'm seeing, the customers have a much lengthier, deeper relationship with the MSP than they ever have with these consultants. The consultants are coming in and they're going to have a very limited engagement, and they're going to do their stuff and they're going to leave. But the disruption that they can do in that very short period of time is significant, and I'm seeing it firsthand. And if I didn't see it, I probably wouldn't believe it, that it was happening. But it is. And you may also be seeing this type of thing happening with your customers if they've engaged these types of consultancy firms. So, recap. If you're the primary care MSP, make sure your customer knows it. Make sure that you understand what your role is. Make sure your customer understands what your role is. Number two, identify along with your customer the scope of that cyber consultancy. What are they in there to do? And if there's overlap to what you do as an MSP, make sure that that's addressed. Make sure that if the consultant is doing something or recommending something, that you talk with your customer and say, yeah, we agree with this or we don't agree with this. Or what they're saying is really redundant because we've already addressed this with you and you said that you didn't want to do this last year. Remember? We have your signature on this thing that you said we didn't want to back up our internal data. Oh, yeah, you forgot about that, right? Those types of things. So you really need to make sure that scope is clearly defined. And then thirdly, and this is to the customers as well as the consultants, you have to coordinate with the MSP. You cannot do your work in an environment actively being managed by an MSP and expect that it's going to go well. It's going to create chaos, and more often than not, without the proper clearance with that and coordination with the MSP and the customer, you're gonna create a lot of problems. You're gonna create confusion despite what your best and stated interests and intentions are. It's gonna create problems. And I am seeing problems being created. I'm seeing strife being created between MSP and customer that didn't exist before. And that's not a good situation to be in. And if you as a cyber consultancy think that that's a positive outcome for your engagement, yeah, think again. Think real hard again about that. And all I'm trying to do is clear the air and lay the framework for this work to, if it's going to occur, and that's a big if it's going to occur and maintain in this industry, then the MSPs need to be involved and the customers need to properly understand everybody's role. And then it can work and it should work. And as I said before, there are many situations where, you know, we've told MSPs this and MSPs have arrived at this conclusion on their own, which is if we're an MSP, we probably shouldn't be doing penetration tests and vulnerability scanning. We should be farming that out to a third party who can do it objectively. A third party, by the way, who is not an MSP. Hope this helps, guys. Like I said, it's an unpleasant conversation and topic, but it's unpleasant because it's a problem that I'm seeing impact negatively a lot of MSPs, and I want it to stop. I really do want it to be fixed. And I hope these general guidelines will help you kind of fix this. If you're seeing it happen with your customers, and if you're not seeing it, but it does happen in the future, you'll be prepared to hopefully head that off at the pass and prevent it from happening. So until next time, be safe. Talk to you later.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so you will get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.